It's time for Act Locally Waco
on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Ashley, welcome back from the holiday hiatus. Let's dive right in with some events happening around town.
We'll do just that, but remember that a full calendar of events can be found at actslocallywaco.org. So if your resolution for 2020 is to get out and enjoy the arts and entertainment scene in Waco, we can help you with that starting tonight. The Karen Sistrunk Fine Art Gallery at 2120 Washington Avenue is hosting a photography exhibition, Wandering Artists Excursions in Monochrome. If you love black and white photography or travel photography, you will enjoy this show that highlights the travels of artists Mark Kieran and Susan Sistrunk. You can even take a piece of their travels home with you.
The gallery is open from 1 until 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturdays. The free exhibit runs through January 31st.
And on Wednesday, the Kieran Sistrunk Fine Art Gallery invites you to Open Paint Night. It's your chance to work on individual painting projects with other artists.
Open Paint Night is Wednesday from 6:30 until 9:30, and tickets are $20.
The Silo District Comedy Club at 324 South 6th Street opened its doors on New Year's Eve. Colin Moulton and Mark Evans will be performing tonight and tomorrow night at 7 and 9:30. Tickets are $34.95, and you can buy your tickets at the door or online at thesilodistrict.com.
If you are a classic country music lover, you might just love the Oakridge Boys. They're returning to the Waco Hippodrome on Thursday. The show starts at 7, and tickets are $50.
If you are in more of a violin mood than a fiddle mood on Thursday night, you might prefer a night at the symphony. Award-winning violinist Elissa Lee Koljonen will perform Beethoven's Violin Concerto, and the Waco Symphony Orchestra will perform Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4. The performance will begin at 7:30 in Waco Hall on Baylor campus. Tickets start at $20.
If more exercise was your resolution, you might want to take advantage of the January Jumpstart at our local YMCAs.
Through January 31st, your joiner fee equals the day of the month you join. If you join on January 10th, you pay $10. If you join on January 27th, you pay $27. So don't delay. Start your fitness journey today. Offer is valid at both the Doris Miller Family Y and the Waco Family Y.
Get some steps in this weekend at the Waco Mammoth site. They're hosting their free nature hikes tomorrow. Hikes start at 10:30, 12:30, and 2:30.
Master naturalist and native plant guru Don Alexander will lead the way.
Should be a great event for kids and adults.
If your resolution is to read more, you might enjoy the Waco McLennan County Library's popular Books and Brews Book Club. They meet at different locations around town to enjoy a beer and discuss books. Tuesday, they will meet at the Southern Roots Brewing Company on 8th Street to discuss A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. The discussion will go from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Anyone of drinking age is welcome.
Volunteering is a great resolution, and if that was yours, the Mayborn Museum is holding a volunteer interest meeting on Thursday at 2:30. They are specifically looking for volunteers over the age of 18. Check their website or Facebook page for more information.
And finally, the Central Library on Austin Avenue is collaborating with the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame and Museum to present Texas Rangers in Pop Culture. You'll have a chance to learn about the history of the Texas Rangers and how they fit into pop culture. It's free and should be fun for all ages, 10 to noon on Saturday at Central Library.
This is just a sampling of the things to do in and around Waco this week. Thanks, Ashley, for bringing Act Locally Waco to the radio.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Looking forward to a great new year of things to do in Waco.